Welcome to today's episode of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. In today's episode, I will talk about coronavirus, COVID-19, and pregnancy. And from a research and also a patient perspective, the consequences of global mental health due to COVID-19 will be significant and cause long-term impact on the global burden of disease. The global burden of disease is a measure of how much impact a disease has on the economy and the society as a whole to deal with this disease, both in costs of medical care, but also in costs of loss of years in productivity. Pregnant women are particularly vulnerable due to the state of potentially immune suppression due to pregnancy, and therefore at risk with being infected by the coronavirus. However, it has been seen that there is lack of course, research on seeing exactly how that plays out, because we are currently not able to compare pregnant women with young, equal-aged women that are not pregnant. So there is, of course, a lack of data for now. But beside the physical vulnerability of pregnant women, maternal mental health has a significant influence both on the mother but also on the fetus and the future child. In the view of evidence of in utero maternal stress, maternal cortisol, the stress hormone, levels influence the behavioral outcome of the child, especially if the mother suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, which is called in abbreviation PTSD. Pregnant and postpartum women exposed to the global pandemic of COVID-19 may develop PTSD as a response. And therefore, it is very important to look into what does it mean to be pregnant during the global pandemic of COVID-19. To the current stage, we know from previous epidemics or traumatic life events such as 9/11, that women who suffered PTSD during pregnancy had been transferring their PTSD symptoms onto their child. And of course, this has a long-term effect on the infant and the infant and the child's mental health and well-being. And therefore, it contributes to the global burden of disease of mental health disorders if a child is born already predisposed to have mental health disorders in the long run. Perinatal depression and anxiety are very common as well, and both of them also have been seen to have an impact on the child's mental health and development postpartum. So it is important to address the vulnerability, both the physical but also the mental challenge pregnant women face during a pandemic such as COVID-19. Women who are pregnant may be worried of where and how they can deliver their baby. Currently in the US, it's discussed on whether the fathers can be there when the women deliver their babies. And in many hospitals, this is currently not possible. And of course, this is a big impact on the delivery process, but also the idea of having to be in a hospital when hospitals are filled with patients with COVID-19, and maybe also the lack of staff available to perform a delivery. So there are many worries also, of course, of pregnant women on whether if they would be infected, they would pass on their COVID-19 virus infection to the fetus. In current research, and there's been a Lancet study published of the first few cases of COVID-19 pregnant women in China, and there has been no vertical transmission, meaning no transmission of the virus from the mother to the child. It has also been seen that there is no virus in the breast milk, nor in the placenta or in the cord. So therefore, for now, what research has been shown is that there is no vertical transmission. The deliveries of all the babies in China were through C-section in order to reduce the risk of vertical transmission to the child. The children who were infected after the delivery. However, the WHO has now given out a statement to not separate mother and child once the baby is born due to the importance of skin-to-skin care between mother and child, and also in order for the babies and the mothers' mental and physical well-being. These are important measures, and they're important to be spread around the world to pregnant women, and both health professionals, researchers such as I am, currently conducting a research study on the impact of COVID-19 on mental health disorders in pregnant women around the world, in currently Shanghai, Taiwan, Taipei, Hong Kong, Stockholm, Sweden, and Tromsø, Norway. We are looking at how do women experience this time of COVID-19 while being pregnant, and what are their worries, and how can we best support them through this period of the global pandemic, and how can we best prevent women of experiencing PTSD symptoms, which they then potentially could pass on to their children with a long-term impact for both mother, child, but also the entire society having to care for people with a higher risk, not only for mental health disorders, but also for cardiovascular disease and inflammatory disease, as well as chronic disease such as diabetes. So it is really important to raise awareness and spread accurate information to pregnant women, give out this information on a broad scale so the public is informed about it, and we as researchers have a high important job now to do to figure out what are the impacts on pregnant and postpartum women being surrounded of a pandemic. If you want to learn more about PTSD, anxiety, and depression, you may listen to previous and future podcasts, but also visit the website of our research project, which is going to be up and running fairly soon, and I will announce it in this ongoing podcasts. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. I hope this information has been helpful or is helpful for friends or family members that are currently pregnant or are planning to become pregnant. Thank you very much and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.